Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
While careers in the world of science, technology, engineering and maths often provide exciting opportunities for their professionals, but historically, female participation in STEM-focused professions has been very low. One organisation that is determined to improve these participation rates is iWish, and the co-founder of the social enterprise, Gillian Keating, joins us now to tell us how it plans to do this. Gillian, what is iWish all about?
Good morning to you, Carl, and your listeners. So iWish is a social enterprise which was set up 10 years ago to encourage young girls to consider careers in STEM. That's science, technology, engineering and maths. And that matters because they are the areas that will build the economy of the future. And we want young girls to have every opportunity to participate in the future economy.
And why did you feel there was a need to establish this volunteer-led organisation?
Only one in four people working in STEM are female, and that is a staggering statistic, especially when you consider the work that has been done in order to try and equalise the playing field across careers. But we still have a very significant shortage in the STEM area. And that matters because if young girls don't participate in these areas or aren't aware of the opportunities in it, then what will tend to happen is what we've seen previously, where women cluster in quite vulnerable roles. And if you look back to what happened in the time of COVID, you saw that actually the jobs that were hugely impacted were ones like hospitality, for example, where women generally cluster in. And so you saw an awful lot more women losing their jobs during COVID than men for just that reason. So we need to ensure that girls are fully aware and have all the information easily available to them to allow them to have the greatest choice in terms of career opportunities and to insulate them from those kinds of risks in the future.
As we approach the 10th iWish Showcase, what progress has been made in terms of women who are now pursuing STEM-related careers?
Well, we're starting to see small changes across take-up in engineering and science subjects in college, but we still see very significant challenges in terms of when those female students leave college and go into the workplace. We still see a significant drop-off at that stage. So what we try to do is have a sort of almost an all-of-career approach. So we interact with the girls at a key transition point, which is when they're kind of 14 to 16 and they're making subject choices and career choices. And we try and showcase to them all of the opportunities through STEM at that stage. We then interact with the girls again through YSTEM societies in college to ensure that they continue to feel part of a STEM community and that they're surrounded by people who share their interests in STEM. Then we interact with the girls again through the companies when they go in on graduate programs, and that ensure that they can still feel part of that iWish family.
And Gillian, why are we not seeing more female students choosing STEM programs in third level institutions?
Yeah, so it's a combination of things. And our recent survey, we run one of the larger surveys in Europe on young girls' attitudes towards STEM. And every year we survey the girls who attend iWish. And it is really interesting what they perceive in terms of blockages. So, for example, first of all, they feel that they don't have enough information regarding STEM college courses. 64% of girls felt they didn't have enough information on college courses. Another 62% said that they lack access to STEM work experience. You know, TY students do work experience for 2 weeks or so during the year. And apparently it seems that there isn't enough STEM work experience available to them. Others say as much as 59% said lack of school visits from female role models was a problem. And that's an area that iWish really focuses on, is, you know, exposing the girls to STEM role models. And then what's really concerning is 60% said that they lacked confidence to pursue a career in STEM. So it appears to be something that they see potentially as not for them, or an area that is more traditional, still a male-dominated area. So through I Wish, we try to break down those barriers for the girls so that they can see actually it is for everybody.
And for those students that do choose a STEM-focused career, what areas are getting the highest take-up in that respect?
You always see anything around the biological sciences has a very strong take-up by girls. And so sometimes when you see figures about STEM take-up, they're skewed very much by that biology and the biological sciences. So that has always been a very strong area for girls. But we are seeing changes in terms of girls doing higher level maths, which is encouraging. And hopefully over the next few years, we'll see that grow further, because that is an area which then opens other doors for the girls. But there is a misconception then around the girls' knowledge, I suppose, in terms of college courses that require honours maths. So they think that a lot more college courses require honours maths than they actually do. And so again, they're steering away from, you know, mathematical science, data science and analytics and engineering, because they're assuming that they will need honours maths and they may not have that. So that's back again to that lack of information.
And does attendance at single-sex schools or mixed schools impact female participation in STEM subjects?
Yeah, it does. It's interesting, isn't it? And sometimes we have a perception which is different to the reality, it seems. So, for example, girls in single-sex schools were likely to say that STEM is suited to everyone. But girls in single-sex schools are offered less STEM subjects than girls in mixed schools. So nationally, we have about 68% of the girls are offered STEM subjects other than maths or sciences. However, just over 87% in mixed schools are offered STEM subjects other than maths or science. But then they are more likely to say that STEM is more suited to boys. So there's biases in mixed schools, which I believe a lot of people don't realise.
And on Thursday, February the 8th, the 10th I Wish Showcase will take place in the RDS. So what is the purpose of the event?
To build confidence that they can do anything they put their mind to, and then to actually show them through demonstrations, information, conversations with people acting and working in STEM of what it is these career pathways for them could be, and how in choosing one of those career pathways they can speak to the values that they tell us they hold high in terms of a future career.
And of course, it's often said that if you can see it, you can be it. So what speakers will be addressing the attendees on the day?
So we have a fantastic lineup of speakers across a breadth of different sectors. So we have Mrs. Mary Robinson, ex-president of Ireland. So she has been a speaker virtually at the event over the last number of years, but is coming in person this time for our 10th anniversary. And we're hugely honoured to have her in attendance. And she speaks so well to, I suppose, climate justice and the challenges that we're facing and how we can address them. She's, as you know, a woman of solutions always. So the girls relate really strongly to her. We have Kira Judge, who was an ex-BT Young Scientist winner and is now involved in cutting-edge science, and she's going to talk about her journey. We have a super engaging sisters, India and Portia Healy O'Connor, who have set up their own business, which is a fintech company. We have Katie Mullen, Irish Olympic hockey player, who's also a biomedical engineer. We have Anne O'Leary, who is the CEO of Meta in Ireland, and just a phenomenal list of speakers that'll just give you a flavour.
And if there's any teachers listening to this morning show, what message would you like to give them?
I'd like to ask them to look at the girls who are sitting in front of them in their classroom every day and imagine that they will be the change makers of tomorrow. And if you were given one opportunity to enable them and their dreams for their future, then I would say register for I Wish to give them the best choices, chances to deliver changes.
And of course, employers do have to play a part in relation to this as well. So what role can they play?
Oh, so the role of employers generally is so important. First of all, I suppose they need to insulate their own talent pipeline and ensure that they will have a really strong talent pipeline to be able to compete for work in the future. I think that's really important. And at the moment, you know, where we're close to full employment here in Ireland, it is it's incumbent on all of us to ensure that we'll be able to continue to perform at that level. And we'll only be able to do that if we ensure we have full take up by the entire workforce and not just half of it. And the reality is, as I said at the beginning, women just aren't engaging in STEM to the same extent that men are. And also, I think it's really important that companies understand that these young women who are making choices about their subjects and their future careers, they haven't had the opportunity yet to fully appreciate what it is these private and public enterprises do. So we have to have conversations where we explain to young girls what these companies do. And we have to stop taking for granted that they understand it or know it, because they don't.
I'm going to ask you now to look 10 years ahead. What would you like to see in terms of female participation in STEM in Ireland?
I would like to see female leaders across each of the STEM industries. I would like, when I look at the Googles, the Amazons, the Apples of this world, instead of seeing the men that I currently see, I'd like to see women at the top.
So for anyone listening this morning that would have an interest in attending the I Wish Showcase, where can they get more information?
On our website at iwish.ie, we have all of the registration pages there. And for parents who'd like to come with their young daughter, there's an opportunity for them to do that as well. Or for teachers to bring their class, we'd be delighted for them to register. There's a few where we're really close to full attendance, but there are still a few places uncertain of the session, and we'd be delighted for them to register.
And Gillian, talk to me about the initiative that I Wish has in place with both Bus Éireann and Éireann Rud Éireann in relation to transporting these students from across the country to the RDS to attend the I Wish Showcase.
Yeah, we have a fantastic partnership thanks to Éireann Rud Éireann and Bus Éireann. They're providing rail services from 15 locations across Ireland, which includes Waterford, Kilkenny and Carlow. And then when the students are dropped off at Houston Station, they have arranged for Bus Éireann will provide bus services from Houston Station to the RDS, back again to Houston after the event and back to the various locations, 15 locations across Ireland. It is a phenomenal commitment to STEM from Éireann Rud Éireann and Bus Éireann, and one to which we are really grateful.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Gillian Keating from I Wish, and I would certainly encourage females and their families and teachers to attend this inspirational event.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.